Now, Germany today is a pretty environmentally friendly country. Germans recycle fervently, and many favor organic and locally grown food. But Germans also love their bottled water. It's often pricier than beer. What comes out of the tap is considered second rate, though German water is good, clean, and highly regulated. Susan Stone reports from Berlin on efforts to wean Germans off the bottle and onto the tap.
Welcome, welcome.
On a sunny day in Berlin, a cool cup of water is just the thing to beat the 90-degree heat. But Samuel Hüller is offering up too.
We testen hier Wolweg gegen Leitungswasser.
Okay.
Hüller and his European water initiative, called a Tip Tap, are doing taste tests of French bottled water and Berlin tap water. This is the Wasserfest, or Waterfest, held by the city's water company, the Berliner Wasserbetrieb. Tap water has its fans here. Of course, it helps that it's cold, free, and plentiful. Still, that doesn't stop Mohammed Nasser from pulling out a large plastic bottle of mineral water and taking a swig.
I just really like sparkling water. That's my problem. So I tend to avoid tap water.
But the Wasserbetrieb knows the score, so it's also providing carbonated tap today. Claudia Fon cautiously sips a cup, but doesn't look convinced. Her family runs on bottled water.
Yeah, it's a lot of work schlepping drinks around for the whole family. And then 3 days later, my kid says, oh, so many bottles. And I say, yep.
Fon recycles the bottles, so insists she's helping the environment, not hurting it. Besides, she needs bottled water on hand for people who visit her home. Fon says she wouldn't even serve tap water to a thirsty workman. It would be downright rude.
I mean, simply turning on the tap and saying, here? That's like giving feed to animals. The poor workman, he'll never come back.
She also needs bottles for her daughter to take to school. There are no water fountains there. You rarely see any drinking fountains in Germany, not in airports, train stations, or libraries. Lena Gansman and her colleagues from a Tip Tap spent 2 years getting a public drinking fountain built on this corner in the Neukölln neighborhood. It's one of only 18 in the city. Gansman asks for tap everywhere. In restaurants and bars, the response is more often a stony stare than a fresh glass.
It does take me a bit of courage every time, but I think that's the way forward much more. When there's a demand for tap water, I think the rest will solve itself. Because, you know, it works in America, it works in France. Why not here?
In Germany, there's water, water everywhere, but not enough is drunk. Or in Berlin, used in any way, says Jens Federn, who oversees the city's water supply. Berlin's water system was built to serve a much larger population and industry. Both declined dramatically after German reunification. On top of that, Federn says, water usage is dropping each year, partly due to water-saving washing machines, showerheads, and dishwashers.
In Berlin itself, there is no need to save water.
Because not enough water is being used, he says, the groundwater level is rising in Berlin, and in some areas of the city, cellars stay wet. There's also not enough water circulating, which means sewage sediments build up and start to stink, requiring extra cleaning.
If you want to save something, you should save this CO2. It's not necessary to buy water in bottles, put it in a car, drive at home, then climb up the stairways with 20 kilos of water. This makes no sense because we deliver it for the fee directly to your tap.
In the end, says Federn, tap water needs an image overhaul.
This Leitung, this pipe, this tap, manufacturers of mineral water, they never talk about their technique. They talk about their nicely bottled, they talk about behavior, how you can use the water in order to feel well. And therefore, we have to learn a little bit to go a little bit in this direction.
Federn's Berliner Wasserbetrieb is currently part private, but may soon revert wholly to public hands. This spring, the upper house of the German parliament voted against a European Union plan to allow privatization in this sector, holding the view that water should belong to the people, whether they want to use it or not. For The World, I'm Susan Stone, Berlin.